This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The western half of Colorado is not out of the woods yet. CPR's Natalia Navarro explains.
It's not as bad as last week, but half of the state is still under extreme drought conditions, meaning fire danger is far from over. Every corner of the state has some kind of drought. The hot and dry weather also means hardship for the agriculture and livestock industries. Water reservoirs are also low. According to federal data, the drought this year is about twice as bad as this time last year. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
Native American artifacts taken from Mesa Verde by a Swedish researcher in the late 1800s have been returned. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
President Donald Trump commemorated the return of the artifacts, which included Native American bodies and funeral objects. Trump said the artifacts were returned 5 days ago and given a proper funeral. The items have been part of the collection at the National Museum of Finland. Last October, during the Finnish president's trip to the White House, Trump said the two had reached agreement on returning the remains and artifacts. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, California is considering allowing affirmative action in public universities again. Then, a new unemployment program for gig workers has become a critical lifeline during the pandemic. It has more recipients than regular state unemployment systems. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, Black and Latino Coloradans have been hit hard by coronavirus and disproportionately feel the effects of the pandemic-sparked recession.
But just recognizing it, that's not a finish line. It's a great development, but it's not a finish line. The finish line is what actions can we take to change this?
CPR's John Daly reports community groups are trying to head off another COVID-19 surge this fall. The story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. And after that, we'll have a story about the ski season is coming up fast, and CPR's Sarah Mulholland looks at how resorts plan to keep skiers safe from coronavirus. It is 85 in Denver, 78 in Colorado Springs, 74 in Vail, 84 for Grand Junction, 86 in Pueblo. This is CPR News.